Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
Got a red top Chevy sitting out on the drive, waiting on me to jump inside and go.
And I am your host tonight and every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, broadcasting live from beautiful Golden, Colorado. A little bit of snow on the ground, a little cold today, but it is still a gorgeous, gorgeous place to live right here in the foothills, nestled in the Rocky Mountains here just west of Denver. And that was my song off of my first CD called Defining Moments. That was an open road written by Tom Payden. And tonight I'm going to be highlighting my music from my first CD when I moved to Nashville in 2008. It was my first CD produced under Midnight Special Records and the direction of Marty Martell. It's called Defining Moments, and that's one of the songs off of their Open Road. And I'm just so glad you tuned in today. It's January 28th, and just still going strong. We picked up another country, so welcome, Suriname. Welcome to those listeners from all over the world now. We've got 31 countries listening in. It just keeps getting better and better every week. And thank you to all my regular listeners and the people that are sharing this information out there on social media and getting me all this attention for this show, because it's important. We're not just we're not just highlighting my music, but the music of all these great independent country music artists. And I can't wait to share more with you. So off of my Defining Moment CD, here's another song called Crying Kind of Man. That's off of my first CD called Defining Moments. And that CD was produced by Midnight Special Records. And we did the recording in Mike Shrimp's studio there in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And it's called SMS Recording. And it just happens to be Mike Shrimp's birthday today. And I want to send out a very special happy birthday to you, Mike. Hope you had a wonderful day. You're one of the best in the business. And I really just enjoyed working with you and can't wait for new recordings to come as soon as this virus lifts. I want to get back into the studio. So happy birthday, Mike. And again, we're highlighting some of the songs off of my Defining Moments CD. And this next song was written by Haskell Dixon. And this is called Will I Ever Get Over You?
Another endless night alone. Deep inside I know you're gone. And as the hours drag slowly by, I can't help but wonder why. Just what happened to all of our dreams? Were they all just make-believe? So many thoughts to hold on to. Will I ever get old?
Defining Moments CD. That's a song written by Haskell Dixon, as I mentioned before, and recorded that in SMS recording studio with Mike Shrimp and under the direction of Midnight Special Records back in 2008. And that CD was my very first CD, and I had a lot of top tens off of that CD. If you're interested in that CD or any of my CDs, just visit my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. And you can check out the CDs that I have, the music that I've done, all my number ones, and a book that I wrote about John A. Hobbs and the Music Valley's Visionary. It's a life and times of Music Valley's Visionary. And I just sent to the recording studio for an audio edition of that. So you're going to have an audio version of John A. Hobbs, the life and times of Music Valley's Visionary that I wrote back in 2018. And it's an award-winning book that I got an IPPI award, and that's a national award for independent publisher, which I published my own book and so forth. So you can find all that out. And if you miss any shows, I know I get questions all the time. Well, I missed this episode. I'd love to hear it again. How can I do that? Just again, go to my website at julierichardsonmusic.com, navigate to the radio page, click on that, and you're going to see all these red buttons with the names and the dates of different interviews that I've had and shows that I've done since August, and just click on the one you want to hear. You can listen anytime you want for free. So speaking of John A. Hobbs, there's a restaurant in Nashville called John A.'s Restaurant. It's right across from the Grand Ole Opry there on Opryland, off of Music Valley Drive. And that's basically, he used to hold court there in the corner at John A.'s Restaurant. And that's what the book's all about, is this man that was such a legend in that area. And he created Music Valley. Well, they have an incredible restaurant there. They have a new chef and a wonderful menu. They do Sunday brunches. They're open basically Thursday through Sunday. They have a beautiful outdoor patio with live music on it. And from what I hear, they just picked up Darius Rucker's new whiskey. So they have the best bourbon and whiskey selection around. And now they've picked up Darius Rucker's new whiskey. So you're going to have to drop in either to Johnny's Restaurant or frequent some of the other family restaurants that they own, the Hobbs family owns. It's the Scoreboard, which is just across the street near the Fiddler's Inn, and the Nashville Palace, which is legendary, of course, for giving its start to many different incredible country singers like Ricky Van Shelton. and Randy Travis and Alan Jackson and Lori Morgan, and the list goes on and on. So make sure if you're in town and you can get out there sensibly, go visit John A's restaurant. This next song is called Me and Bobby McGee, and the reason I'm doing this song is because in music news, I heard that Kris Kristofferson actually retired last year in 2020, and we're just now finding out about it. He's an incredible singer, songwriter, and he was also an actor. He was in shows, movies like with Barbara Streisand, A Star is Born, and many others. He's an incredible songwriter, and he actually wrote this song. It's called Me and Bobby McGee, and I'd like to pay tribute to Kris Kristofferson and his retirement by singing this song.
Must have flown in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I feeling near as faded as my jeans. Mama thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandit, and I was playing soft for Bobby. Windshield wipers clapping timeline, holding Papa's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. And through all kind of weather and everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, helped me from the cold world. One day up near Selena, Lord, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I'll be fine. But I'd trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. Bobby McGee. La da da, la da da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, my Bobby McGee. La 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 la, la da 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 da, la 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 la, Bobby McGee. La la la.
Bobby McGee, That's my version. I like to Janis Joplin that up a little bit. But that was written by Kris Kristofferson, who I was mentioning is retired. And that's a bummer for us because he's such an incredible songwriter and singer. And he was part of so many great bands. One of my favorite, all-time favorite bands, the Highwaymen. Got to see them live here in Colorado years ago. That was Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Kris Kristofferson. And that song, Me and Bobby McGee, that's kind of my signature song. I love to do that song whenever I'm out live. And whenever I'm practicing my singing, I always make sure I sing Me and Bobby McGee. Never get tired of it. One of the best times I had was when we ran Irish tours. We took people on equestrian and castle getaways to Ireland. And one of the castles we were staying in was Kennedy Castle. It's been serving the public, get this, since 1209. Like 800 and some years. But anyway, they have an incredible library, pub, bar, of course. It's Ireland. And we were all sitting around the fire, the peat fire, and I did that one a cappella. And of course, I was just like, we brought the house down. We had so much fun that night. I can still remember it. I can still smell the peat, taste the harp spear and the pints of Guinness, and just had such a great time in Ireland. But that song is near and dear to my heart, and that was a Kris Kristofferson. He's also responsible for several other favorites of mine. One is called Help Me Make It Through the Night. And the other ones that I love that Kris Kristofferson wrote is Sunday Morning Coming Down and For the Good Times. And he made a lot of people famous with his songs, like Ray Price and Willie Nelson. I want to play this next two songs. These are songs that Kris Kristofferson wrote. This is Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft upon my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I've been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing love I would stone. Well, there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song as they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stone. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down.
You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show, and that was Kris Kristofferson's songs, Help Me Make It Through the Night, and Sunday Morning Coming Down, two of my all-time favorite songs. Plus, he did songs like For the Good Times. That was Ray Price's song. I got to see Ray Price sing that at the Franklin Theater, be backstage with him and towards the end of his career. But I wish Kris Kristofferson all the best. I know he deserves to retire. I have a hard time believing that when you're a songwriter like that and a singer that you could ever retire from music. I think it's in our blood. It'll always be with us. It's not something you retire from, but perhaps just retiring from all the shows and being on the road and touring and the tough life that brings. And all of us musicians know that have done that. It's a hard life, and he's done it for many, many years. So I wish him all the best, and we'll keep enjoying his songs. He's left a legacy that nobody can match. So all the best to Kris Kristofferson. This next song is off of my Defining Moments CD. It's called Reliving Yesterday.
He comes down every afternoon to this local rundown bar. As he dusts off his old memories, he lies. girl. And as you keep on playing, you can see the years roll by. His hair that once was white as snow has turned to raven black. And as he packs away his old guitar, there's a smile on his face. Satisfied he has the power to face another day.
Reliving yesterday off of my Defining Moments CD. I can't thank you enough for joining me. This has been just an incredible adventure for me to start this radio show. I started it in August, and I've had in some incredible guests on it. And next week, I've got a special guest that I'm going to interview. So next Thursday, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, my special guest is Elvis Presley Jr. So Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. So it's Elvis's son. And he's got an incredible voice, and I'm going to play a song of his a little later on in the show just to tease you a little bit to get you to tune in next week. And this show is about independent country music artists and independent artists of all kinds, not just about my music. This is a great way for me to be able to share my music during this virus and these times where we can't be out playing live and be with my band, the Higher Ground Band, based here in Denver. But I get to share my music with you, but also the music of other great artists. There's so many amazingly talented people out there, and I'm just lucky enough to have this radio show and be able to share this with you. And one of those talented artists is out of Virginia. His name is Bo Heatherly. He and I teamed up last year, last December, and we recorded this cover song called If I Needed You. I heard from a DJ today out of Belgium, and he's been playing our music on his show. And he said that this song was his all-time favorite this month, that he's been playing it over and over and over again. So this is Bo Heatherly and I teaming up in a duet called If I Needed You.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
The night for long and the morning.
If I Needed You with Bo Heatherly and I singing that. I'm Julie Richardson, and that song actually went platinum for us. It went to number one on all the independent country charts, and now I found out Belgium's playing it over and over this month. It's their favorite song, so lucky to have that, and you can look for more coming from us. Bo Heatherly and I are going to team up again in the near future and have some more stuff coming out, but again, we're just playing the hits of not only my songs, but the independent country music's like artists like Bo Heatherly. And this next one is an independent artist out of Alabama. His name is William Buddy Baker. This song is called My Hang Up Is You.
Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. Everybody's got one, a hang-up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness, thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. I'm hung up on the thrill I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up 'cause I need your love to wrap around and keep me warm. You're my little piece of heaven. You've got to hang on to. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you.
Baker right here on the Golden Country Radio Show with My Hang Up Is You. And next show, next week, I can't believe it's going so fast, but next week I have Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. on the show, and I can't wait to share his music with you. He sounds a lot like his dad. And last week I had Rose Angelica out of Florida on the show. What a hoot. That was a lot of fun to do that interview. Well, she teamed up with Elvis Aaron Presley Jr., doing this next song. It's called Rose Angelica, Welcome to My World with Elvis Jr.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
Step into my heart, leave your fears behind.
Welcome to my world, built with you.
Sing
and you will find
dance, and you'll be given
the key to this heart of mine.
I'll be waiting there.
By Rose Angelica and Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. My guest next week is Elvis Jr. I hope you'll tune in from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. next Thursday, February 4th, to hear that special interview. That's going to be fun, and I've got a lot of his music that I want to share with you then. This next one is an independent artist we had on the show. I think it was clear back in September, but he's an incredible artist and living in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. This is Bo de Peña, Making My Way Back to You.
I used to run down the empty street, across the bridge with my dirty feet. I used to run to a weak heartbeat, now I'm making my way back to you. I used to run like it was out of style, through the hills another country mile. I used to run just to see you smile, now I'm making my way back to you. I don't know where I'm going to, my feet just do what they want to do. I was hoping I could start a move, I'm making my way back to you. With the midnight queen, through the bars and the late night scene, down the alleys where the rats remain, now I'm making my way back to you. And it hurt me so when I made you cry, broke your heart and then I said goodbye. I used to run with an alibi, now I'm making my way back to you. I don't know where I'm going to, my feet just do what they want to do. I was hoping I could start anew, I'm making my way back to you. Just do what they want to do. I was hoping I could start anew by making my way back to you. I don't know where I'm going to, my feet just do what they want to do. I was hoping I could start anew by making my way back to you. Yes, I'm making my way back to you. Yes, I'm making my way back to you.
That's Bo de Peña with Making My Way Back to You, just another independent music artist that's incredible. That's what this show's all about. And the best way you can support the independent artists right now, especially during these tough times with COVID and everything, is just to go to their websites and check out their music, or go to iTunes or Amazon Music. You can download their songs for hardly anything, and it would really help them out. It really boosts them. Their fan ratings and obviously their pocketbook, it helps out. So if you want to support independent country music or independent artists of any kind, start looking at the digital forms of their music, finding out where they're at, checking them out on Facebook and and YouTube. They've got videos out there, and they have websites like my website at julierichardsonmusic.com. And if you can't get a hold of anyone that I'm, you know, if you can't find them, just get a hold of me at Wait in the Truck. That's W-A-I-T, Wait in the Truck at MSN.com, and I'd be happy to share their information with you. And if you want a signed CD or something special or a gift for somebody, it's a great idea, really special. And again, you're supporting independent country music artists. And at this time, more than ever, they sure need that. They pour their life and heart and souls into their music. It's everything to them, and they share it. They share it around the world. Like, you know, I've been sharing my music worldwide practically free all this time just to get the music out there and to keep it going, and it lights me up. So thanks for the support. Thanks for listening to my show every week. It just keeps me going during these tough times to do this show for you. And I'd like to highlight one last song off of my Defining Moments CD. That was the first CD that I recorded out of Nashville. This one's called That's Enough of That. Good memories. That was my first CD that I recorded, and that's enough of that. That song went easily top 10 on the independent country music charts back in the day, 2008-2009. It's been one of my all-time favorite CDs. It just has obviously special to me because it was my first one, and it's what got me my start in Nashville and started me on this journey that I call my music career. And here I am sharing it with you right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. Out of Golden, Colorado, and sharing independent music artists like Matt Boone. This is Matt Boone. He's out of West Tennessee. This is his song called That's Our Thing.
We get sassy little flips. jean skirt, those check me out boots I like. We gotta smell good on, baby, we're gonna turn a few heads tonight. It's just the bowling alley, a couple bucks and I'll be just about ready to roll. Oh, goodness gracious, you're so bodacious, baby, let me take you show on the road. That's our thing, girl, rolling around, battle in the town, country south of it. That's our thing, girl, pulled up in a spot. There's a fan on the clock, down at the Elk Lodge, drinking up another Saturday night. We can use it or you lose it, let's show them how to do it, let's go and blow that roof off right. I love it when you're shaking, the other girls all hate it when you start dropping the phone. Peace your way out, it's the baddest chick in the county, and we're riding off into the moon. Woo! That's our thing, girl.
Cavallo Records. It's an independent label with Josie Pantino Boone, and she does the Josie Awards, and she has a radio show that's incredible too that highlights independent artists. You should check it out if you can't find it on Facebook. Just look at the Josie Show and you'll see every year she does a huge award show in East Tennessee, and just recognizes all the talent from the independent country music world. And there's Entertainer of the Year and female vocalist, male vocalist, and so on. And it's quite an honor to be invited to it. She's really gone a long way. And Matt Boone just got signed with her record label and just shooting to the moon. I met Matt back when I started in Nashville back in 2008, 2009. We were singing together out in Music Valley and got caught up with some of the people out there just singing and going, and super nice guy and really talented. We've done several shows together now, and I wish him all the best, and I keep playing his music, and we'll get some. I know he's got a couple new releases on the air. I'm going to get those in the show sometime here soon. But again, you've joined 31 different countries. Welcome. You're listening in from all over the world, from 6 different continents, and especially here in the U.S. And I just appreciate it because we're picking up speed. And make sure you share this information with your friends and family from all over, and we'll get as many people as we can out here to support these independent artists and just get them to tune in and enjoy and maybe forget about some of the stress that's going on right now by tuning into some great music. I would love that. So next show will be next Thursday, February 4th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time with Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. And if you miss any shows, just to remind you, it's okay. You can just go to my website at julierichardsonmusic.com and navigate to the radio page. And on that radio page, You're going to see all the different buttons from the different artists that I've had. They all have the dates on there and the artists. And if you don't see a specific artist, if it says Julie Richardson, that's because it was a show like tonight where it highlights my music and my career, and then also intertwines, obviously, independent country music artists from elsewhere, and as well as music news. And if you have questions for me, I love to answer questions live on the air. Just write me at waitinthetruck@msn.com. That's W-A-I-T, wait in the truck. Like I told you, to wait in the truck. That comes actually from a Dolly Parton concert. But anyway, I'm just glad you joined me tonight. I want to end the show with another song that Kris Kristofferson wrote and performed with his group called The Highwaymen. And Mom and I actually got to see them at Fiddler's Green Amphitheater here in Denver. We were in the cheap seats, and we waited till the guard wasn't looking, and we jumped the fence and ran into the box seats up front. And we got to see June Carter Cash. She stood up and was obviously recognized by her husband, Johnny Cash. And just a magical night. But this is Kris Kristofferson's group, The Highwaymen, and this is his song. And I'll tell you what. This is one of my all-time favorite songs, and my husband Al and I used to sing it, and Mom, we'd all be on our way down to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we'd be singing this song in the car. We kind of all had our part, so I think you'll enjoy it. And until next week, take care, and so long.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around. I'll fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.